A $500,000 Fedner grant will help Sturgeon Falls Brush and Contracting create jobs and expand their business using new and innovative technology. Nickel Belt MP Mark Saray announced the grant Tuesday. It will help SFB purchase a boiler system that will allow the company to dry lumber to the specific requirements of its clients in the cross-laminated timber industry. The boiler will use biomass from area mills as its heat source. This project is part of an ongoing expansion by SFB, which will see the company grow to meet local market demands, says a news release. In addition to the purchase of the boiler, this investment will create 3 skilled positions, enabling SFB to sell kiln-dried lumber as a new product offering, increasing revenues for the company. Over the coming years, SFB's expansion is expected to attract new businesses and investments in Sturgeon Falls. This funding will play an important role in helping us grow our revenues, innovate, and meet the demand for kiln-dried lumber in our region, said CEO Andre Larcher. Kiln drying efficiently brings green lumber moisture levels down to a workable range to avoid the problems caused by excess moisture levels in wood. These problems include warping and twisting, binding or kicking during machining, buckling or crowning in an installed wood floor, and adhesive failures in finished products. Kiln-dried wood is dried in an oven which controls the temperature, humidity, and steam levels for a set period of time, allowing wood to dry to the desired moisture content faster than air drying. The expansion of Sturgeon Falls Brush and Contracting will mean good jobs, right here in the community, as well as the continued excellence of a long-standing business in Sturgeon Falls, says Sayre. Founded in 1971, Sturgeon Falls Brush and Contracting Limited prides itself as an industry leader in the fields of forestry, utility right-of-way and land clearing, and road building. They are focused on delivering excellent results with a focus on safety, quality and environmental sustainability, says the release. SFB has a long history of completing clearing contracts for power lines and pipelines, as well as being the land clearing company for the expansion of both Highway 11 and 69. Three pictured talking are MP Mark Saray and J.P. Martin, senior advisor for Sturgeon Falls Brush, while touring Sturgeon Falls Brush and Contracting's facility. 4 MP Mark Saray is walked through the facility by Sturgeon Falls Brush and Contracting CEO Andre Larcher.